Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, April 18, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence forced them out of Haiti a few months ago, but relative calm is now allowing them to return. OMS International brought their missionaries home in February because they were directly targeted by armed Haitians. But OMS International's Randy Spate says they're now heading back, but in waves.
First people in were a group of men. There was damage threatened against our property, our radio station there, and yet the Lord protected. After about a week and a half, we re-entered a number of other people, and most recently, we've allowed families to return.
While missionaries are working again in evangelism and church planting, Spate says that there are serious spiritual issues in Haiti, even with the national church.
It struggles to help people make a solid break with their own background and make a solid stand for the Lord without holding on to some of the voodoo fetishes.
And it's proof that God will supply all our needs. In this case, a $4 million need. JARS, which speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others, announced this week that God has met their need of 3 aircraft. JARS' David Bothwell.
One of them was a helicopter for Papua New Guinea. The other two were new aircraft needed in one of our programs in the South Pacific. And God has brought all of those aircraft to be fully funded during this year.
The new aircraft makes 37 now in the JARS fleet. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.